I want to use this morning's Torah reading and why we read this morning to make a sort of general point about Judaism, but I'll start to make this general point by mentioning that, as many of you know, each week I send out a very short column, around 200 words, that I've been doing for many, many years. And this week, I must have hit a nerve. I can always tell whether I hit a nerve by the responses that I get to the column, and this week I got a lot of emails back. It was about how people dress in synagogue. And you can imagine that that always touched. I started off by saying what a great pleasure it is to disapprove of the way other people dress. You know, isn't it wonderful to say, I can't believe you're wearing that. We enjoy this, or at least most of us do. And so I talked about how it is that people dress and what it means to dress in synagogue. And then I closed it with what many of you know is a pet peeve of mine. That is, I said, if you were coming before the president of the United States or a king or a monarch or for an important job interview, you wouldn't do it with a mouthful of gum. So why do you come before God in the synagogue with a mouthful of gum when you're ready to pray? So I said both of those things and many people wrote back. Most to approve and some not. But I want to make a larger point about this, whether you agree with me or disagree with me. This morning, we read a special section and two Torot because it's one of the special Shabbatot before Pesach. And Pesach, as you know, is one of those holidays that is really a pain. And it's a pain because we spend so much time paying attention to how our homes are cleaned and how our food is prepared and what we should eat and shouldn't eat. And it becomes overwhelming. There's, in fact, a famous old Jewish joke about a man and his wife who live in Russia, and there's a decree that all the Jews have to convert to Christianity. And so they decide they're not going to fight. They're old. They're tired. It's difficult. So they decide, okay, they're going to convert. And he tells his wife, listen, I'm sorry, but we're going to convert. I know it's difficult on you. It's not good. We don't have to tell the children, but we're going to do this because otherwise we're going to suffer terribly. And then the Tsar dies suddenly. And the man comes home and he says, I have good news. We don't have to convert. And she says, could we just convert till after Pesach? Because, first of all, the burden falls on the woman most of the time, and it's a very difficult. But here's the point. Pesach in microcosm is what Judaism is in general. That is, kashrut is a way of saying everything you do, how you dress, what you eat, how you conduct your business, how you speak to your friends, everything you do has a religious dimension. We tend to think only what we do in religious settings has a religious dimension. When you come to synagogue, then you act a certain way because then you're being religious. But in fact, that's not the way the Jewish tradition sees it. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to love to say, it's only mentioned a few times in the Torah that you shouldn't eat meat with milk, and yet every Jew learns that law. It's mentioned many times that you shouldn't speak badly about other people, and none of us seem to have learned that law. But his point is, everything we do, how we speak, the ways we gossip, how we conduct our business, how we dress, what we eat, there's nothing that doesn't have a religious dimension because there's nothing that doesn't have some effect on who we are. The example I gave in the column I send out, it's called Off the Pulpit, is that when Jacob deceives his father, Isaac, and pretends he's Esau, not only does Rebekah, his mother, put hair on his arms so that when Isaac feels it, he'll feel hair, but she says, I want you to dress in Esau's clothes. And there are two interpretations about why. The usual one is because then he'll smell like Esau, because remember, Isaac is blind, so it's only by touch and by smell that he'll know. But Rabbi Naftali of Rushbitz has a beautiful reason. He says, Rebecca wanted Jacob to dress in Esau's clothes because she knew if you dress like Esau, you would feel like Esau. Because we feel the way we dress. And that's not only true for dress. We feel the way we eat, we feel the way we speak, we feel the places we go, we feel the friends we have. So in that sense, Judaism is a comprehensive life system, not only for the moments that we're in synagogue, but all the time. And the coming of Pesach reminds us how true that is. Now let's bring everybody in as we prepare for our bar and bat mitzvah.